Chapter 3. Warburton Jail. At 7 a.m. on Saturday, I was woken by a bright light. I was in the top bed, and Hubble was sitting on the bed below me. The cell walls were gray, and the front wall was bars. There was a cleaner outside, a very old man. He looked through the bars at us, and he started laughing. "What is it, Granddad?" I asked him.
"I've never seen anyone in that cell wearing clothes like yours," he said. "Why aren't you wearing the orange suit?"
"We don't have to wear it in the holding cells, do we?" I said.
"These aren't the holding cells. They're on floor 6, up at the top. This is floor 3. This is where the most dangerous people are. Those here for life." "You boys are in trouble," he said,
and walked slowly away with his brush. At 7:30 a.m., all the cells were unlocked, and prisoners began to walk around. They all wore orange suits, and one of them was wearing those glasses that get dark in the sun. I guessed it was a while since he saw the sun. There was a huge man with him who stopped outside of our cell and looked in.
"Come and see what they sent us," he shouted to the others.
The big man pushed open the gate of our cell and walked toward Hubble.
"Give me your glasses," he ordered.
Hubble took off his glasses. The big man took them, dropped them on the floor, and put his foot on them, turning his shoe around and around.
"Now, come here," he said to Hubble.
I had to do something. I jumped down from my bed and stood in front of the big man. He stared at me, and I stared back. "You need to leave," I told him. "I'm going to count to 3. 1, 2. I didn't get to 3. I hit him hard in the face with my head, right on the nose. He fell down to the floor and didn't move. "Who's next?" I asked, looking at the other men. No one said anything. "You," I said, looking at the man with sunglasses. "Give me your glasses." After a few moments, he took them off and gave them to me. I put them in my pocket.
"Now get out," I ordered.
The men took hold of the big man's arms and pulled him out of the cell. My head really hurt, so I lay on my bed for a moment. Hubble sat on his bed without speaking. After a while, I got down and Hubble looked at me. He finally said,
"I can't stay here."
They were the first words that I heard him speak. "So why are you here?" I said. "Why did you confess to something that you didn't do?"
"I can't say anything," he said.
He looked very frightened. He was quiet for a long time, thinking hard.
"I need some advice," he said at last. "I have a problem."
I laughed. "You're right about that," I said.
"I'm being threatened, and my family too," he said. "If I ever tell anyone about it, they'll come to our house. They'll get my wife and my children and me. They'll hurt us terribly, all of us. Then they'll kill us. That's what they told me."
Hubble stared at me.
So, what should I do?
There's nothing you can do, I said. Keep your mouth shut. Don't tell anyone what's going on. Ever. That way, you and your family don't die. I didn't ask who was threatening him. I didn't want to know too much. He was shaking.
Something very big is happening. I need to stop it if I can.
If it's very big, you can't stop it, I said. Why did you confess?
I was frightened when I heard that the guy with the shaved head was dead. I knew that they might kill me, too. I had to hide from them. They can't get me in here, can they?
Hubble was wrong. Prison isn't a safe hiding place. What are you going to do on Monday? I asked him. You'll be back home then. He didn't reply. I was getting tired of this, and my head was hurting badly. I'm going to find a bathroom, I said. I need to put something cold on my head.
I'll come with you, he said.
We left the cell and found the bathroom. I took some paper, held it under the cold water, and pressed it to my head. I looked at myself in the mirror. Not bad. Then, I remembered the sunglasses in my pocket and put them on. Suddenly, the door flew open, and five huge, ugly men in orange suits came into the bathroom together. One of them looked from me to Hubble.
Okay, he's the one, the man said, looking at me.
He had a big beard and was the ugliest of them all. Two guys quickly pushed Hubble to the door. At the same time, the man with the beard tried to hit me in the face. I moved fast, and he hit the top of my arm. Another man pulled me from behind, his fingers round my neck. I couldn't breathe. I kicked out hard at the man in front of me, and he fell back. Then I reached up to the fingers round my neck and pulled until there was a scream of pain. A third guy came toward me. I hit out at him, just as the man with the beard was getting back on his feet. I kicked at his face, and he fell back down. Then, lights started flashing, and there was a loud noise. There was shouting and screaming. Guards came running. Spivey was there, shouting at Hubble and me to run. We followed him to a door and ran up the stairs, up and up. Finally, we reached the top, ran through a door with a big number 6 and into an empty cell. Spivey pulled the door closed and locked it. I fell down onto the bed, trying to breathe. I thought about the big guys in the bathroom. They chose me and tried to kill me. And Spivey was right outside. Did he order the attack? Maybe he planned it yesterday. Was that why he put us on the wrong floor? On the 3rd floor, not the 6th. But Spivey's plan didn't work. I wasn't dead. So he hurried us up to the 6th floor. He could say that we were there all the time. But why? I didn't understand it. Why did Spivey want me dead? Tell me about the guy with the shaved head, I said to Hubble. Was he trying to help you? Is that why he was killed?
He was an investigator, said Hubble. I brought him to Margrave because I want the whole thing stopped. I'm frightened to death and I want to get out. I thought that the investigator could stop the scam. But he made a mistake, and now he's dead. If they know that I brought him to Margrave, they'll kill me too.
Who was this investigator? I asked.
I didn't know his real name.
What was he doing at the warehouse?
He was meeting another guy there. I don't know why they didn't shoot the other guy.
Who was the other guy?
They'll kill me if I tell you. I've told you too much already.
How big is this scam?
Huge. The biggest thing that you've ever heard of.
How many people?
10, not counting me.
That isn't big.
Well, 10 people in the center of it. They get help from others when they need it.
What about the guy who met the investigator at the warehouse? Is he one of the 10?
No.
Hubble turned away. He didn't want to talk anymore. That was okay. I didn't want to know. When we got out of jail, I planned to get a long way from Margrave and never come back.